Texte numéro 82. Seasteading, a vanity project for the rich or the future of humanity. A white steel pole rises out of the sea off the Caribbean coast of Panama. This is no shipwreck, but the base of what will soon become a floating home and, in the eyes of its makers, the first step towards building a brave new post-COVID-19 society out on the open ocean. Coronavirus is an opportunity to show the world that what we're building is actually going to be very useful in the future, says Chad Alwatowski in a recent video post from his beachside base in Panama. The Michigan-born software engineer turned Bitcoin trader is a leading figure in the seasteading movement, a libertarian group dedicated to building independent floating cities on the high seas. The seasteading community is a disparate group that has grown since 2008, when the Seasteading Institute was founded in San Francisco by Patry Friedman and Peter Thiel. In a founding statement, they described its goal as being to establish permanent, autonomous ocean communities to enable experimentation and innovation with diverse social, political, and legal systems. Thiel was nothing if not confident. "The nature of government is about to change at a very fundamental level," he proclaimed. Seasteading represents the ultimate Silicon Valley approach to governance, conceiving society as a technology that can be hacked and innovated upon as simply as an operating system. Nearly half of the world's surface is unclaimed, says author and self-appointed Sivangelist Quirk, who published a book on seasteading in 2017, with the ambitious subtitle, How Floating Nations Will Restore the Environment, Enrich the Poor, Cure the Sick, and Liberate Humanity from Politicians. In an introductory video, he describes the planet's oceans as a sort of research and development zone where we could discover better means of governance. Collins Chen has established a new company to develop Oceanic City, a floating world of interlocking hexagonal islands where power is harvested from waves and the sun, where residents live on a diet of seaweed and fish, and where marine life is regenerated by artificial reefs. Over the next 40 years, the world is expected to build 230 billion square metres in new construction, says Collins Chen, the equivalent of adding one New York City every month. This could be a way to accommodate that growth without the devastating effects of land reclamation or deforestation. Remarkably, this SkyFi scheme has won the support of the United Nations Sustainable Development Arm, UN Habitat. As global heating accelerates, sea levels rise, and more people crowd into urban slums, floating cities is one of the possible solutions, said UN Habitat's executive director, Maimuna Mohd Sharif. Adapted from The Guardian, June 2020.